All right, we are back here on Mornings with Box 2 Radio on the Box 2 Radio Network. And we have Evangelist Asher Bock here with us. Are you on the air with us?
I am. How are you?
Awesome. We are good. I'm doing good. And we're just excited. I'll introduce the ones we have here in the room. So everybody knows I'm Hannah. You know me, but this is Jacob.
I know you, yeah.
Jacob Swift is in here.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
We have Kaylee Stone in here with us.
Hello.
Hello.
And then we have Pastor Aaron in there in the producing room.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you guys.
Do you have any funny stories about Hannah? I had some good ones. Our interviewer yesterday had some really good stories about her. You got anything good for us?
I don't have anything funny, but I will say that not to pump her head up at all, but Hannah is anointed in singing. And I do remember a play that we had at our church, a church that me and my family were attending, where she attended for about 7 years. And I remember her singing a part in that play, and me and my wife just said, my gosh, wow, God has really given her a gift in that. And I don't know how much she's using it for, but I just think that she's an awesome young lady. And but no, nothing funny, because Hannah and I don't really know each other on that level where we spent like a lot of time around each other. But she's been a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a while too. I was in high school when we crossed paths at
yeah,
church.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. This isn't about me. But I do appreciate that. And I actually I'm using the gift. I'm not bearing it. So I'm still I'm letting the Lord develop that with worship and different things. And I also appreciate that gift in you too. You led worship for a season. Are you still leading worship or?
No, I'm not. I actually have a ministry, Asher Bock Ministries, and I'm traveling extensively. I literally am traveling around the world. So
wow.
That's what I'm doing now, and I give God all the glory because I'm the least person that I thought he would have used. So
yeah. So yeah, that's what I was curious to see if you still did, anything with worship within your ministry, but it sounds like you're pretty focused on, spreading the word that God's given you. And
yeah.
So kind of talk to us about how the Lord led you from where you were in ministry. I know it was a lot of worship, but you also ministered and would share your testimony through that as well. But how did the Lord lead you into your ministry that you have now?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, to each of you that I was able to meet briefly on this today, thank you for having me. I've done a little bit of radio, but not a lot. But I'm grateful to be here with you all. I was born again October 29th, 2013, and I won't take all that time to share a ton of that. But I went through 11 years of really deep, dark sin in my life that God delivered me from. And then not long after that, I think probably 2 years after that, I come to Potter's Hope, and that's where I began to lead worship and whatnot. And God had called me, though, previously to, leading worship to preach. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, at times in life, God has to take us through a process. And so everybody's mm-hmm. process is different. Mine was a long process, about 7 years of God creating me to be the man that he wanted me to be, and pulling me out of some things that were deeply entrenched, even though we all know when we're born again, we become a new creation. However, there are still things that can linger.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had explained to the pastor there that I was called to preach, and he just said, listen, when that time comes, God will unravel all that, and it'll happen. So in 2021, I think that was December of 2021, I had a very awesome encounter with the Lord, and he told me, hey, it's time. I want you to do this full time. I want you to preach my word. And so I went to the pastor there at the church, Hannah, you and I attended, and told him. And, the church graciously released us. And to say that God has not done incredible things, I mean, I am still today in awe
wow.
of going from having zero invites to preach anywhere, nothing on social media, to now traveling and preaching in five different countries, five different states in the United States. It's just incredible. And so my life is a story of, if you will just obey what God calls you to do and take those steps forward. I always say this, that God will give you more in the go. But if you don't go, God cannot give you the more.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
So that's how I got to where I was, where I am today. Just, you know, going through that process and being patient, because, you know, there was many times within that, those several years at, you know, at Potter's, where I wanted to just go. But God's like, it's not time. Mm-hmm. The process, I'm not done yet with you. We got to get some things finished. We got to get some things solidified. And so that's how I got to where I am today.
Wow. You know, that's actually been the word of this year for a lot of people, is go.
Yes.
And I definitely, that just resonates so much, because, oh, you know, it's that faith. It's that if we're not putting action to our faith, then it's dead. And it's like prime time, I feel like, for the Lord trying to get his bride in a place where we're being, we're growing, and we're getting to conformed into the bride that he wants to return for. And I think this, like, that testimony plays so much into that, because how would you be into the bride, conforming into the bride, without going and being in that assignment that he's laid out for you? You know, and there was a purpose for the season, but now it's another season. And
absolutely,
that's so encouraging. I have Miss Kaylee Stone in here, and this is definitely resonating with her, because you should see her face as you're sharing your testimony. She's like, like, I can just see her face, that, you know, she's in that preparation, but like, she's looking forward to the releasing. And how would you kind of encourage, I didn't plan on asking you this, but how would you maybe encourage believers who are in that waiting? You said you had like a 7-year process.
Like, 7 years exactly.
If you could go back and like tell yourself, like give some wisdom to yourself, what wisdom could you give to those of us who are maybe in that seven, it might not be 7 years, but in that season?
I would say be more patient, and also find older men and women of God. Now, I'm going to be careful how I say this, because I always want to be careful. Mm-hmm. You got to find the right ones. Mm. It can't just be anybody. Not just everybody that says, I'm an older man or woman of God, you know, truly has wisdom, because wisdom doesn't come with gray hair necessarily. Wisdom comes with relationship and time in the Lord and consistency. But I would say just be more patient. I would have been more patient with myself, and I would have found more men and women that had been doing what God was calling me to do longer, mm-hmm. and spent more time with them. Because there were many, 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 many days that I felt alone. Mm-hmm. I felt discouraged, and kind of the thought of, God, I know it's going to happen, but when, God?
Yeah.
And just having people to be able to open up to and say, hey, this is what God's called me to. Would there be any way that I could meet with you monthly, weekly, and just share with you what he's showing me, and you help me kind of develop this, what he's put in me, and just to be more patient with yourself, because it's very easy when God's called you to something and you have a sincere heart to serve, to not just want to get up and you know, run. Mm-hmm. But you've got to be more patient, and then find more godly influence to glean from.
Wow, that is so rich there. And what I love about what you just said is you aren't putting the demand on everyone else. You're actually taking responsibility for saying, you know what, I'm not going to have a mindset of expecting these ones to reach out to me. I'm going to reach out to them.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to ask. I'm going to find people. I'm not going to expect them to come find me. I'm going to make an effort to go and find spiritual mothers and fathers who are consistent.
Yeah.
And I think that, I just love that, because I think that is an issue I can see it in my generation, but honestly, I just see it in the world today of the come and serve me, or that we're like entitled for everybody to just come and come to us if we're struggling, or come find us. But we're sometimes not willing to take that step of courage or faith to reach out and go after what we know that the Lord is showing us we need, right. such as community. And I love that you said that, because I think that guards us against those feelings of offense, that spirit of offense and our feelings, because that will create delay too. And I'm sure you said that it was a pretty long process, so I'm sure within that you probably experienced some delay in certain situations. And what I've seen is that offense really being a big problem for delay.
Yeah.
Well, and exactly what you said. I'm a very transparent person. I'm just not that kind of person that tries to be fake. And I live on the mountaintop all the time, because trust me, I'm in the valley quite often. And God pulls me out of it. And, I think that's common for, I think it's common for any Christian that's really serving the Lord, but especially those that are going and really seeking the Lord to have a word ready and wanting his presence to be shown. But I definitely had some seasons of offense in those 7 years of like, man, why is nobody like, helping me? Why is nobody opening doors? Why is nobody giving me opportunity? I don't understand. Yeah. And now that I look back, I'm like, man, thank God that no one did, because I wasn't ready.
Right.
And we will always be growing. So I'm not saying after these 7 years, God perfected me and now it's like, man, he's perfect. But God has to get you to a place where you can be trusted.
Yeah.
So, I definitely went through seasons of offense, and that could have delayed some of it. But, just be patient with yourself, and that's a really good word, Hannah. Definitely don't be offended, because the Bible says that there has been a root of bitterness that has grown down into many and corrupted many. So that bitterness is that root of offense, and it corrupts you, and it will actually cause you to be used much less for the Lord.
I was just thinking of Jacob and how he always was looking. He was always searching for that blessing. You can call Jacob for what he is. They say supplanter or trickster. But I always heard, even coming out of the womb, he was clinging on the heel of Esau. And he was like, I'm going to be the one. And he was taking that hill was not going to crush his head. And just like he tricked his father, and he wanted the blessing. And then he wrestled with the angel of the Lord, because his tenacity is where I think a lot of us need to be today, is that tenacity to go after what God has intended for us to do. Because
I love that.
They're going to become, he's going to change the whole course of God's people and become a nation. That's where we're thinking. This is where we need to have that tenacity, because God's got something bigger than who we are, but we got to go after the blessing that he has for us in order for us to walk out what he's about to do in the earth through what he wants us to do. So that's great.
Wow. Well, I do want to ask this too, before we get into kind of what the Lord's speaking to you right now in this season. Was it hard for you? Did you kind of said that the Lord had spoken about preaching to you already? So was it hard for you to kind of step away from worship? Or you're living your life of worship, but like serving in that way with leading worship?
No, not to cut you off. And to be fair, I loved where we were. I love worship. God's given me a gift. Several of my brothers and sisters a gift for it. But this is the way I believe. I believe that the word and worship must marry and become one. Mm-hmm. But I think the word always must take precedence, right? Mm-hmm. So I think there is there's this focus in the body of Christ now where worship has more importance than the word. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the word that is sort of the spirit in which we fight against the enemy. That must take center stage. And so with as much time as had gone by through the process, when the Lord released me and I met with the pastor there, and I did it the right way, by the way, you know, don't ever just leave a church body that you've been a part of and just skip town, you know, do it the right way. But God really gave me peace about it. I felt an excitement to That's go nice. Out and on this new adventure. And God had also given me, and I knew this was another sign, because God will give you different signs in your life. But one of the signs was there was starting to be discontentment. When I stepped down from the platform from worship, I was like, man, things aren't feeling the same. And I knew that was God shifting me to a different season of my life. So, no, I don't think it was hard. I think it was hard, you know, leaving my church family.
Yeah.
But stepping into what God, you know, the perfect will of God. You know, the Bible talks about the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I think that I'm living in the perfect will of God now for my life. So I think it was relatively easy.
Yeah. So how does it look different now that you're traveling and evangelizing and still not forsaking assembling with other believers, like to keep you accountable to fellowship and things like that? How does that look different now? And then after you answer that, then go into what the Lord's speaking to you in this season.
Yeah. So it honestly, it's a very hard balance. I'm going to be very honest. The good news is I do have someone, and because I'm just this way, I'm not, maybe others aren't, but I'm picky about who I would call a spiritual father in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to just come up under somebody because, you know, they've got, you know, they're giving me position or whatever it is. I want somebody that's full of the love of God, that's a servant to the body of Christ. And I'm very grateful that God just worked a miracle and paired me with a man, Bishop Tim Richards. He pastors Victory Life Church in Salem, Oregon. And I would publicly say that he's my spiritual father. And so that is awesome to have that accountability and being accountable to someone, because we need that. But it is very hard, like you said, to not forsake yourself with the assembly of the body of Christ when you're traveling so much. And then when you get home, you're so exhausted that a Sunday morning comes around and you're kind of like, I don't want to go to church service.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I want to sleep.
That's real. Real talk.
But the good news is I see it a little differently. So when I'm traveling and I preach, like, you know, on Sunday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night services, Wednesday night services, to me that is me being a part of the body there and fellowshipping. So that happens often, of course. But you know, when I'm home, we have a church family here that my wife and daughter really, really love, and I'm able to go with them from time to time. And so it's a hard balance, but you just make it work, and just stay in love with the people of God, because, you know, if you don't, then it becomes like a job, or it becomes all about you. It can go south really quick.
Yeah.
So it is. It's a big balance. It really is. But you can make it work. God gives us the grace to you know, accomplish and do whatever it is that he's called us to, and then also the add-ons to be able to take care of those things.
The provision.
Yes, amen. Yes. But, you know, I would say when you reached out to me, Hannah, just a few days ago, God really has me in one general area of what he's speaking to me right now. And I know it's going to kind of sound like, Well, of course, you would say this because you're an evangelist, but I really feel like that God has been speaking to me that we need Christians who will share their faith with others. I know it sounds simple, but we need like never before to evangelize the world that is dying and on their way to hell. That's the reality.
Yeah.
And time is running short. And, you know, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, that God has given some, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ. So God has given the body of Christ these ministry gifts through these fivefold ministry gifts to equip the body for what? To do the work. And I think that we have a, there's a plague in the body of Christ right now where it is, come listen to me, and that's it. You know, just come listen to me on the platform, and everything will be okay. But we are to be equipping the body of Christ to go do the work. And, you know, God has just been simply speaking to me about the power of the witness.
Wow.
You know, you look at one of the greatest examples of this is the woman at the well. She has an encounter with Jesus. She goes back into her town and says, come and see a man that told me everything about my life.
Hallelujah.
So they all, and by the way, what's beautiful about that is the first evangelist was a woman.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. I don't know what your theology thought is, but she went into the town and she said, come and see a man, tell me everything about my life, everything I've done. And they all come, and it says they spend a few days with Jesus. And this is beautiful what they say. They say, now we don't believe because of your word, but we believe because we have heard and seen him for ourselves.
Amen.
Wow.
There's got to be a disattachment from the umbilical cord. So you can take people along with you, but eventually they've got to disconnect to have a real relationship for themselves.
Wow.
And when you'll go out and evangelize the world, and that power of the witness, you know, that's what we need right now. We need Christians that are boldly unashamed of the gospel of Jesus. And one of the things that's awesome is that every single one of us, I teach people this all the time, that's one of the mandates of my life, is to equip the body to not put fivefold ministers on a pedestal. Don't put me on some in some throne. We are all the same. I just have a different gifting that is to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the, you know, that every single one of us that's born again is God's witness. Every one of us. And the Bible says, in one of my favorite verses in the Bible, in Matthew 24:14, that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world as a witness to the nations, and then the end will come.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a, maybe a statement you all have never heard, but I believe one of the reasons that the end has not come is because, yes, the gospel surely has been preached in every nation, but listen to this. Has it been the gospel?
Oh,
Paul
true.
Says there's another gospel that's gone out.
Hmm.
And it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a gospel that he called a cancer. And so, you know, it's very clear when it says this gospel, not a gospel, just gospel of the kingdom, this gospel.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make it clear, Jesus wanted to make it clear that it's this gospel of the kingdom that should be preached in the whole world as a witness to every nation, then the end will come. So, you know, we have a responsibility to share the good news that Jesus saves with the world. It's not something that we have to do. It's not something that is burdensome. We literally have a responsibility, and we have a responsibility to share the truth so that the world doesn't go to hell. I've used this kind of a, I don't know if you would call this an analogy or I guess a comparison, but if you are walking by a home that is ablaze, like on fire, ablaze, well, I would say most good Samaritans would be going and yelling, is there anybody in the house? And if there is, get out. The house is on fire. Get out. Hmm. And I think in our Christian walk that we need to see every day our walk like that of saying, man, God or Jesus, you know, used, you know, the comparison of houses, like our body is a house. It houses the Holy Spirit. It's
yeah,
a temple.
That's good.
And so there's houses walking around us all day long. And many of them are on fire. And we need to call them out of the flames into his marvelous light. And so, you know, it's so important for us to have a revelation of that.
Yeah.
That time is running short. I know that every one of us on here, if we saw somebody, you know, in right in the path of danger, we would try our best to get them off that path,
yes,
away from that danger. And we have to see this the same way.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says that wide is the path that leads to destruction, and many go therein. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, Asher, we have like 1 minute left, and I want you to be able to tell, this has been awesome, and this resonates. I know this is a word for the body of Christ right now.
Sure.
Because we're all evangelists. We might not have an office or a specific call, but we're called to evangelize.
Yes.
But go ahead and give like your information on how people can connect with you, because I follow what you post on Facebook, just what the Lord's speaking to you. Just get your information out there if people want to connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first, I apologize. I didn't know how much time I had, and sometimes preachers can go a little longer. But so the best way to find me, go to my website, asherbach.com, and all of my social media is linked on there. I've got a bunch of awesome stuff on there. You know, you can contact me there. People can invite me there to preach there. There's a place to leave your testimony or a prayer request. So literally just asherbach.com, and if you scroll all the way to the bottom, all of my links to my social media will be there, and you can really connect with me best there.
Okay, thank you so much, Asher, for coming on, and just a powerful word. We will see you later. Be blessed.
God bless you.
All right, we are out of time this morning. We will be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time, on Mornings with Box 2 Radio on the Box 2 Radio Network. Have a blessed day.